At Renewal by Andersen, we love sharing friendly words of wisdom about windows and doors. And we're thrilled when our customers do the same.
We're just so happy with the quality of the windows, the warranty of the windows, the fact that I get a call every year asking, is there anything else we can do for you? Do you need any help with anything? That to me is a good quality company.
Visit us online at iHeartMyWindows.com to schedule an in-home appointment when it's time to talk windows. We'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
Protection. My name is James. It's Shen. We settle for the details. Now, market leader Star Oil has finally announced an increase in the price of petrol at the pumps from this morning. There is more in the following report.
Star Oil has gone ahead to increase prices at the pumps after almost 2 weeks that the values should have gone up at the pumps from the middle of this month. The firm on September 16 also kept prices unchanged despite the fact that prices should have gone up at the pumps at that time by some significant margin. However, with just a day before prices are likely to be reviewed for the month of October, Star has gone up. The price of petrol has been increased by 40 pesos in a litre. It's now selling at 13 Ghana cedis, 17 pesos. Star Oil in a social media post said the move was influenced by the recent highs in crude oil prices on the international market, as well as the pressure on the Ghana cedi. Most of the oil marketing companies that have gone ahead to increase prices have linked it to the recent pressure on the Ghana cedi. So far, among the major oil marketing companies, it is Star, Gull, and Shell that have increased prices at the pumps over the past 2 weeks.
And that was the Business Desk report. Now, economist Professor Godfred Bogpin has stated that successfully passing the 6th IMF review currently ongoing is crucial to boost investor confidence before the 2026 budget is being presented to Parliament in November. The IMF team is currently engaging government officials for a review that will lead to the release of over $360 million. Speaking on the issue, Professor Bogpin stressed a pass will send good signals to foreign investors ahead of the 2026 budget presentation.
Going forward, if you look at investor sentiments, offshore investors who are preparing to participate in the bond market as government prepares to issue bonds, once we're able to scale the fifth review, we are going to get in excess of $360 million. That may not be enough, but scaling the fifth review consolidates the confidence that the economy is broadening. Okay. And all of that. And I believe that as government prepares the 2026 budget, a lot will be expected from that budget, and I believe that government will deliver. So I think we need to be calm.
And that was economist Professor Godfred Bogpin. Still on the review, the business community is calling on government to ensure the successful completion, describing it as critical to stabilizing the cedi, restoring macroeconomic confidence, and attracting the much-needed foreign direct investment. Speaking to Joy Business, President of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Stefan Mieza Abbas, said businesses remain optimistic that progress under the IMF program will enhance export revenue and create a more conducive environment for private sector growth.
The review gives confidence, it brings foreign direct investment into the economy, there are serious strengthened, and therefore for us in the business community, our investments are strengthened, export revenues become high. So it is very important for us in the business community that this review turns out very successful. We've been to this IMF for the 17th time, and we are expecting that this time the indicators would also ensure that governance has strengthened so that we don't go back into this IMF again.
Stefan Mieza Abbas as the president of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Now, away from the economy, now, real estate agency Enterprise Properties has declared support to the newly established Ghana Real Estate Agency Council to implement regulatory frameworks to sanitize the housing sector. This is part of moves to ensure integrity and fairness among sector players. Speaking on Joy Business at the Real Estate Edge, an initiative by Enterprise Properties and the University of Professional Studies Accra, General Manager for Enterprise Properties Kojo Niniowusu expressed confidence that the council will double up with initiatives to strengthen the sector.
We've also been engaging with the council very closely, and I know there's going to be a stakeholder engagement in the month of October, because the council has also taken steps to start the registration. It's been on the table for a long time, you know. So for me to even have been able to submit my application a couple of weeks ago, it just shows that the council is ready to move ahead. So I just hope that the council will continue to do that process well and as quickly as possible.
Kojo Nini Owusu as General Manager for Enterprise Properties. Now, the presidential advisor on the 24-hour economy, Gusi Tano, says businesses are already warming up to the initiative. He explained that many companies see the policy as a chance to grow, create more jobs, and boost productivity. Speaking to Joy Business at a stakeholder engagement with the UK Ghana Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Tano stressed that strong partnerships between government and the private sector will be key to sustaining momentum.
Business is running very well. We've had a lot of businesses approaching us who want to do 24-hour shifts, for instance, shift system, and they're waiting for the incentive regime that will inform the 24-hour economy policy. So that incentive regime, as you know, will be announced by the Minister of Finance during the reading of the budget come November. Other areas of potential impact is that, as you know, we've been trying to raise funds for the private sector.
Gusi Tano is presidential advisor on the 24-hour economy. On Money Lab this afternoon, we continue the series on wealth creation for today's Money Lab edition with Paul Manti, Managing Director of EDC Investment Limited. Take a listen.
Hi there. Welcome to Money Lab. My name is Paul Kofi Manti. I work with the Ecobank Group. We have been discussing financial independence, and today I want to bring your attention to the fact that money is important. Who said money is not important? This life is not all about money, but money must be understood. Almost everything physical can be answered with money. Money will give you the ability to do more things. Money will give you access to better healthcare facilities. Money will give you access to better educational opportunities. In fact, poverty can make nonsense of intelligence. And I've even been told that money can make marriage and relationship better. Somebody said even romance without money is equal to annoyance. Many thanks for making time for Money Lab. And never forget, financial independence is possible.
And that was Paul Manti, Managing Director of EDC Investments Limited, with today's Money Lab. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. My name is James Eshen. But before we go, everyday people face different emergencies, police emergencies.